Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz with you here on the Beaver Radio Network. Joining me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, a much better hockey game than yesterday. Of course, that first half of the hockey game, your team controlled a lot of the play. You came out of that first period 1-1. A lot of positives compared to yesterday, weren't there?
Certainly in the way we played, Kelly, yeah. But, you know, the end result was a loss, and that's the disappointing thing because, you know, we need points. You know, we need these are huge games, especially at home, and unfortunately we were unable to do that. But certainly played better. You know, obviously it was a good first period in terms of chances. And bottom line is we got to find ways to put more pucks in the net. Again, zero yesterday, one today. It's awful tough to win hockey games if you're not putting the puck in the net. So. Again, we like to compete in the battle level. That was really good, but we got to find ways to get more pucks in the net.
Your team was much better today on picking up sticks, and I know a lot of people that might be listening don't understand exactly what that is, but that's keeping the other team from getting their stick down on a pass, on a puck. Talk about how your team adjusted, because Duluth plays such a skilled game. You almost have to pick up those pucks in order to keep them off the scoreboard.
Yeah, great point, Kelly. And they, you know, their two goals in the second period were exactly because we didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, the first one, McMahon tipped it in. You know, we're standing right next to her. And we just got to get her stick up. And same on the power play goal. You know, we're standing right next to nine, and rather than getting her stick, we're leaning on it. And you know, that's the difference. You know, we get those sticks up. It's a 1-1 game going in the third period.
Well, you get great goaltending out of Hannah. Hogensen comes up with 35 saves here today against this Bulldog team. Those goals that were scored against her, you can't blame her for any of them.
She was really good again. I knew she would be. She was very frustrated after yesterday's game, but she gave us a chance, no question. And absolutely none of those goals she could have. If you asked her, she might say she could have. But yeah, it was. She gave us a chance. I thought she was really, really good.
Well, late in the game, you pull her, and you get that opportunity. And some good looks by your team offensively there late, but just weren't able to keep the Bulldogs out of your zone. They scored that empty net goal, kind of deflating. But some other positives, I think, is that your team responded very well after that.
Well, I liked how we responded after their goal in the first period. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to get a big power play goal ourselves. We had a big penalty kill at the end of the second period. You know, those were you know, as far as special teams were positives. You know, at the end we had a chance to. We didn't get the puck deep. You know, we turned the puck over at the red line, and that allows them to get that empty net goal. So it's little things. You know, we talk about it all the time, but it's the little things that are going to equal a big thing. And in this case, the big thing was the scoreboard. You know, they had four, we had one. So we just got to keep hammering away at it, keep working at it. And, you know, we got to tell the group we got to get on a roll. It's got to start next weekend.
Well, you're headed to St. Louis, or almost St. Louis, for Thanksgiving weekend against Lindenwood, a non-conference battle. It's going to be a long road trip. But what do you hope your team, how do you think they will prepare for this one?
Well, we need to prepare real well. I just said we can't, you know, just because we're now playing a team that's not ranked in the top 10 doesn't mean we think we can just show up, right? We need to come out and play. I said we played with some desperation there in that third period, and we were pretty good. And so that's how we have to play all the time. And, it's not about who we're playing. It's about how we're playing, and we got to come out next weekend and again play to our identity, and you know, if we do that, we're always going to have a chance. And that's all I can ask. But hopefully we can find ways to get more pucks in the net, Kelly.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.